In the depths of your heart, there is a love so profound. It knows your every thought, your every move, your very essence. This love belongs to the God who created you, who has intricately formed you and knows you more intimately than you know yourself. Today, we will consider the depths of Psalm 139, exploring its timeless wisdom. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the quiet moments of our lives, when we feel most alone, there's a profound truth that can shake us to our core. God is always with you. His presence is constant, unwavering, and all-encompassing. This truth is beautifully captured in the words of Psalm 139. As we explore this psalm together, we'll uncover layers of meaning that speak directly to our hearts and souls. We'll discover how God's intimate knowledge of us is not a cause for fear, but a source of comfort and strength. My dear friends, this psalm reminds us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, created with purpose and loved beyond measure. In Romans 8, verses 38 to 39, we read, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ, Jesus our Lord." This powerful declaration echoes the sentiments of Psalm 139, reinforcing the unbreakable bond between us and our Creator. My friends, let's begin our exploration of Psalm 139 by focusing on the first six verses. These verses reveal to us the depth of God's knowledge about each one of us. He's the all-knowing God. In Psalm 139, verse 1, David declares, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me." This simple yet profound statement sets the tone for the entire psalm. It tells us that God's knowledge of us is not superficial or distant. He has searched us, examined every part of our being. He knows us, not just facts about us, but our true selves. This knowledge goes beyond what we present to the world, or even what we understand about ourselves. God's understanding of us is complete and perfect. In verse 2, David continues, "You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off." Think about that for a moment, my dear friends. God knows when we sit and when we stand. He is aware of our every movement, our daily routines, our habits. But more than that, he understands our thoughts before we even fully form them in our minds. This level of intimacy can be overwhelming to consider. Yet, it's not meant to frighten us, but to comfort us. Verse 3 tells us, "You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways." God doesn't just know our actions and thoughts. He comprehends our paths, the journey of our lives, the decisions we make, the directions we take. He is acquainted with all our ways, our personalities, our quirks, our strengths, and our weaknesses. Nothing about us is hidden from him. In verse 4, David acknowledges, "For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether." Even before we speak, God knows what we're going to say. He knows the words we choose, the tone we use, the intentions behind our speech. This verse reminds us of the power of our words and the importance of aligning our speech with God's truth. Verse 5 paints a beautiful picture. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. God surrounds us completely.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
He is before us, guiding our way. He is behind us, protecting us from harm. His hand is upon us, a symbol of his blessing and direction in our lives. This verse speaks of God's protective love and constant presence. Also, in verse 6, David expresses his awe at this profound truth. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Even David, a man after God's own heart, found God's complete knowledge of him to be beyond his comprehension. It's a reminder that God's ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. My friends, these verses paint a picture of a God who knows us completely. Every detail of our lives, every thought in our minds, every word on our tongues, he knows it all. This knowledge isn't meant to make us feel exposed or vulnerable. Rather, it's meant to assure us of God's deep love and care for us. In Jeremiah 1 verse 5, we find a similar sentiment. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. God's knowledge of us predates our very existence. He knew us before we were formed, before we took our first breath. This knowledge is rooted in his love for us. It's a love that chose us, that set us apart for his purposes. Consider for a moment the implications of being fully known by God. It means there's no need to pretend, no need to hide. God sees past our facades, past the masks we wear. He sees us as we truly are and loves us completely. This truth can be liberating if we allow it to sink deep into our hearts. We don't have to strive for God's approval or try to earn his love. He already knows us fully and loves us unconditionally. In a world where we often feel misunderstood or overlooked, God's intimate knowledge of us is a source of comfort. We are never alone, never forgotten, never overlooked by our Creator. Every detail of our lives matters to him. Every struggle, every joy, every fear, every hope, he knows them all. And in that knowledge, he offers us his perfect love and guidance. My dear friends, as we reflect on these verses, let's allow the truth of God's intimate knowledge to transform our hearts. Let it bring us comfort in times of loneliness, courage in times of fear, and hope in times of despair. Let it remind us that we are deeply loved and valued by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. As we move forward, let's carry this truth with us. We are fully known and fully loved by God. My friends, let's continue our journey through Psalm 139, focusing now on verses 7 to 12. These verses paint a vivid picture of God's omnipresence, his ability to be everywhere at all times. In verse 7, David poses two rhetorical questions. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? These questions set the stage for a powerful exploration of God's omnipresence. David isn't actually seeking to escape God's presence. Rather, he's emphasizing the impossibility of being anywhere that God is not. This truth is both comforting and profound. No matter where we find ourselves, God is there. Verse 8 expands on this idea. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. David uses extremes to illustrate God's all-encompassing presence. From the highest heights to the lowest depths, God is there. This verse reminds us of the words in Proverbs 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. God's presence isn't limited by physical boundaries or spiritual realms. He is present in our moments of joy and triumph, symbolized by ascending to heaven. He is also present in our darkest moments, our deepest pits, symbolized by making our bed in hell. This truth assures us that we are never alone, never beyond God's reach. In verses 9 and 10, David continues, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." The wings of the morning likely refers to the speed of light, the fastest thing known in the ancient world. The uttermost parts of the sea represents the farthest, most remote places imaginable. Even if we could travel at the speed of light to the most distant corner of the earth, we couldn't outrun God's presence. Not only is God present in these far-off places, but he's actively involved in our lives. His hand leads us, guiding our path. His right hand holds us, providing strength and support. This imagery reminds us of Isaiah 41, verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God's omnipresence isn't passive. He's not merely observing us from a distance. He's actively involved in our lives, leading us, strengthening us, upholding us. Verses 11 and 12 bring another dimension to God's omnipresence. "If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you." Here, David moves from physical locations to different conditions. Light and darkness. In ancient times, darkness was often associated with danger, evil, and hiding. But David declares that even darkness cannot hide us from God. To God, darkness and light are the same. He sees clearly in both. This truth is echoed in Daniel 2, verse 22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. My friends, think about the implications of this truth in our lives. There's no situation so dark that God cannot see us. There's no circumstance so bleak that we are hidden from his sight. When we feel lost in the darkness of depression, God is there. When we're struggling with secret sins, God sees and offers grace. When we're facing uncertain futures that seem dark and foreboding, God is already there. This truth about God's omnipresence can transform how we live our lives. We need never feel alone, for God is always with us. We need never feel lost, for God always sees us. We need never feel helpless, for God's hand is always ready to lead and hold us. But, my dear friends, God's omnipresence also challenges us to live with integrity. If God is always present, always seeing, how should that impact our choices? How should it influence our words, our actions, our thoughts? The Apostle Paul understood this when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Knowing that God is always present should inspire us to live in a way that honors Him. Not out of fear of punishment, but out of love and reverence for the one who is always with us. God's omnipresence is not meant to make us feel watched or judged. It's meant to assure us of His constant love, care, and guidance. It's a reminder that we are never alone, never abandoned, never forgotten. In our moments of joy, God is there to celebrate with us. In our moments of sorrow, God is there to comfort us. In our moments of confusion, God is there to guide us. In our moments of weakness, God is there to strengthen us. My friends, as we go about our daily lives, let's carry this truth with us. Let's remember that no matter where we are, no matter what we're facing, God is there. His presence goes before us, walks beside us, and guards our way behind us. In the words of Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "And the Lord, He's the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Let this truth bring you comfort, courage, and confidence as you face each day. You are never alone, for the omnipresent God is always with you. My friends, let us now turn our attention to a beautiful declaration of God's creative power, found in Psalm 139, verses 13 to 24, reveal the intricate care with which God has formed each one of us. Verse 13 starts with a powerful statement, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb." This verse speaks to the intimate involvement of God in our creation. He didn't just set the heavens and earth in motion and step back. He personally formed each one of us. The phrase "inward parts" refers to our deepest being, our very essence. God shaped not just our physical bodies, but our personalities, our gifts, our unique traits. He covered us, protected us, even before we were born. This truth is echoed in Isaiah 44, verse 2. Thus says, "The Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you?" In verse 14, David responds to this truth with praise. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." The word "fearfully" here doesn't mean scary, but rather filled wonder. We are made with such intricate detail, such careful design, that it should fill us with awe. Each one of us is a masterpiece of God's creation. My dear friends, in a world that often makes us feel inadequate or unworthy, this verse reminds us of our true value. You are wonderfully made, a marvelous work of the Creator. Verse 15 continues, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." The phrase "lowest parts of the earth" is a poetic way of describing the womb. Even when we were hidden from the world, developing in our mother's womb. God saw us. He was intimately involved in our formation. The word skillfully wrought paints a picture of an artist carefully crafting a masterpiece. That's how God made you, with skill, with care, with intention. In verse 16, David writes, "Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Before we had form, before we had shape, God saw us. He had a plan for our lives, a purpose for our existence." This echoes the words in Ephesians 2, verse 10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." My friends, your life is not an accident. Your existence is not random chance. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. God saw you, planned for you, long before you took your first breath. Verses 17 and 18 express David's awe at these truths. "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more numerous than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." God's thoughts toward us are precious and numerous. He thinks about us more often than we can comprehend. His care for us is constant, unending. Even when we sleep, even when we're unaware, God is thinking of us. This reminds us of the beautiful promise in Zephaniah 3, verse 17. "The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." My dear friends, let these truths sink deep into your hearts. You are constantly on God's mind. He rejoices over you. He sings over you. His love for you is beyond measure. In verses 19 to 22, David's tone shifts as he expresses his desire to align himself with God's righteousness. These verses might seem harsh, but they express David's deep commitment to God. He's not calling for personal vengeance, but expressing his alignment with God's justice and righteousness. As followers of Christ, we're called to love our enemies, but also to stand firmly against wickedness and injustice. We're called to hate sin while loving the sinner, just as God does. Also, in verses 23 and 24, David concludes with a humble prayer. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." After declaring God's intimate knowledge of him, David invites God to search him even more deeply. He asks God to examine his heart, to test him, to reveal any wickedness within him. This is a prayer of surrender, of openness to God's transforming work. It's a recognition that despite being fearfully and wonderfully made, we still need God's guidance and correction. My friends, can we make this our prayer too? Can we invite God to search us, to know us, to lead us? Can we open ourselves fully to his transforming love? My friends, let's reflect on the magnificent truths we've uncovered. We serve a God who knows us completely, who is present with us always, and who created us with loving care and purpose. Let these truths shape how we see ourselves and how we live our lives. You are known. You are never alone. You are wonderfully made. May you be filled with the fullness of God's love today and always. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. You are the one who formed the stars, who set the boundaries of the oceans, and who breathed life into me. You are the omniscient God, who knows my thoughts even before they are formed, who sees me when I rise and when I lie down, who surrounds me with your presence. There is nowhere I can go from your spirit, no place I can hide from your presence. You are the God who searches me and knows me completely, who understands the depths of my heart and soul. I praise you, Lord, for you have made me fearfully and wonderfully. Marvelous are your works, and I am in awe of your greatness. You are my rock, my redeemer, my strong tower. I exalt you, for you are holy, righteous, and full of grace. Your love for me is beyond comprehension, and your thoughts toward me are more than I can number. I lift up your name, for you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. You are my God, and I worship you with all that I am. Thank you, Lord, for your constant presence in my life. Thank you for being with me in every season, in every joy, and in every sorrow. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your unfailing love, and for the way you have fearfully and wonderfully made me. I am grateful for every blessing, every provision, and every moment of grace. I ask for your forgiveness, Lord, for my sins. Forgive me for the times I have failed to recognize your hand at work in my life. I choose to forgive those who have hurt me, just as you have forgiven me, and I release them into your hands. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and renew a right spirit within me. Help me to see myself as you see me, and to walk in the truth of who you have created me to be. Lord, I stand on your word and declare that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every lie of the enemy that seeks to diminish my worth and value in your sight. I bind every spirit of fear, insecurity, and doubt in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I am chosen, loved, and known by you. I reject every negative word spoken over me and declare that I am a child of God, created with purpose and destiny. I declare that I am made in your image with gifts, talents, and abilities that you have placed within me. I declare in the name of Jesus that I will walk confidently in the identity and calling that you have given me. Lord, empower me to break every chain of comparison, self-doubt, and shame. Father, I ask for your blessings to flow abundantly in my life. Bless me with the courage to live out my true identity in Christ, with wisdom to discern your voice, and with strength to stand firm in your truth. I pray for healing in my body, my mind, and my spirit. I speak life and health into every part of my being, and I rebuke every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I pray against every attack of the enemy, against my family, my relationships, my finances, and my purpose. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that every plan of the enemy is defeated. I plead the blood of Jesus over my life and over my loved ones. Cover us with your protection, Lord, and surround us with your angels. Keep us safe from all harm danger and evil. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting up one another in faith, declaring your truth over our lives, and seeking your presence. We pray for each other, asking that you would break every chain, tear down every stronghold, and set us free to live in the fullness of who you have called us to be. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh with your power. Guide us into all truth and lead us in paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, we declare victory over every lie, healing over every wound, and breakthrough over every obstacle. Lord, we claim your promises, that you are for us, that you are with us, and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We ask for your protection over our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. We ask for your wisdom, your guidance, and your peace to reign in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.